It was another big day on Wall Street, but that is not all the news. Welcome to Insight on Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 23rd day of September. Glad, as always, you're with us again today. Amazon punishes drivers for normal driving activity. What's that about? Texas may divest themselves from Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and why? More retail concerns about shortages ahead of the holiday season. Speaking of shortages, we're talking chips again today. There is, by the way, no shortage of unemployed workers. We've got some new numbers for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and they are headed south again. For the interview, the interesting journey of Beth Hoffman, from big city girl who lived on both coasts to author and rancher near the tiny town of Lovilla, Iowa. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today. Amazon employs thousands of what they call local delivery service providers, and they're able to rate them on their performance: poor, fair, good, or fantastic. Now, there are plenty of ways to rate these drivers: delivery time, number of stops, and cameras that watch every move the driver makes. Sounds like a good deal until you dig a bit deeper. Entrepreneur is reporting that Amazon delivery drivers are unhappy with the artificial intelligence cameras installed in the company's trucks. Although the intention was to ensure the safety of its drivers, it now penalizes them for totally normal actions like looking at the side mirrors or adjusting the radio. They're also punished for events that are beyond their control, such as when another car passes them. Amazon says they've seen a reduction in accidents and other safety violations since implementing the AI system in their delivery vehicles. Drivers say it's a privacy issue, and it does impact their wages. The company takes scores into account to award bonuses, additional payments, and prizes. Drivers say the unfair penalties affect their income by making it difficult for them to earn bonuses for repairs, damages, and other perks. So how's that? Well, drivers only get stuff when their weekly scores hit the fantastic level, and that, according to many, is nearly impossible. Back in July, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, a subsidiary of Unilever, announced it would no longer sell products in areas the company referred to as occupied Palestinian territory, because doing so would be inconsistent with the company's values. Well, now Newsweek is reporting that the state of Texas is considering adding Ben & Jerry's to a list that would start the process that could ultimately see the state sell, redeem, divest, or withdraw all publicly traded securities of the company, with few exceptions. Now, Texas is not the only state in the U.S. to begin a divestment process for Ben & Jerry's. In July, 30 states were exploring divestment opportunities for companies found to be boycotting in Israel, with states like Arizona, Florida, and New Jersey taking steps to do so. Well, it's looking more likely there's going to be a huge toy shortage this holiday season. CNN is reporting that toy companies are saying toy products are in short supply due to the kinks in the supply chain. The Toy Retailers Association is on record saying that if you see a toy you want to give for the holidays, you better buy it now. And even if you do find toys, they're going to be more expensive. Consumers will see prices rise by 5 to 10%. Here's what's going on. What cost $3,200 2 years ago to ship a container of products now costs a whopping $22,000. Ouch. Continuing with the shortage beat for just a moment, we're back to chips. USA Today is reporting that the ongoing global shortage of semiconductor chips will hit car makers harder than experts had initially forecast back in May. A new report by consulting firm Alex Partners says the chip crisis will cost the global auto industry, get this, $210 billion in revenues this year. That's almost double its estimate in May that was at $110 billion. In terms of production, Alex Partners forecasts that automakers will lose production of 7.7 million vehicles this year. Back in May, it had forecast a production loss of 3.9 million. Car companies have been shutting down production in many states and even cannibalizing less popular models for their chips so they can install them in more popular vehicles. Wall Street Today shrugged off yet another report of higher jobless claims. CNN is reporting that weekly claims for unemployment benefits rose to 332,000 last week, marking the second increase in a row when adjusting for seasonal swings. Claims last week went up sharply in Louisiana, which is likely still seeing the devastating impact from Hurricane Ida play out in its labor market. All of this is going on as the government stopped the enhanced unemployment benefit checks, and over 8 million Americans lost all of their benefit dollars. That new unemployment number did not shake Wall Street, and neither did the Evergrande situation in China or the debt ceiling crisis in Washington. The Dow jumped today by 506 points to close the day at 34,764, while the NASDAQ gained 155 points to settle at 15,052. S&P 500, that was up by 53 points to close at 4448. And finally, there is this. They're getting ready to head south to sunny Florida. It is the migration of the snowbirds. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that having mostly sat out last year due to travel restrictions and other coronavirus-related concerns, Florida's army of snowbirds are planning on swarming back for this year's winter season. Roughly 90% of Canada's estimated 1 million snowbirds will flock back south this season. A staple for many decades, the state's part-time residents have gone from being deemed a sitcom punchline to being recognized as a valuable economic engine, particularly for restaurants and grocery stores. These Canadian snowbirds spend an estimated $6.5 billion in Florida each year. However, last year, Canadian tourist numbers were down by 99% in the first 4 months of the pandemic. All right, stay with us. In for the interview is author Beth Hoffman. Raised on the East Coast, she moved to the West Coast. She was in all kinds of high-level schools, did a stint for NPR, and then met her butcher chef husband. And she now lives near the tiny town of Wallula, Iowa. It has been a journey, and you'll hear all about it by clicking through.